Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know what it is. Ain't no change. Still the same thing, but we're going to pray this in the day, y'all. We're going to start off with something that we all know. This roof got a leak in it.
Pay full price. Fine plans with monthly premium.
So what? I'm moving.
All right. Hey. Well, let's go forward. Since that won't happen just yet, let's go for the home run. It's time that we got back down to bed. Let's meet somebody we don't want to see. That's what that is. That's not what I wanted. What I wanted was, man, this man is crazy. Let's see. Let's try this. You know why we doing all of this? Something crazy gonna come up. No. I got it on the
Hello, I'm trying to reach Bree.
Hey,
Bree, how you doing? Listen, you and I, we've never met. I wanted to reach out to you, though. Did you get a package that I sent to you last week?
A package? Who is this?
My name is Jason. And I sent you a package.
Jason, do I know you? Who are you?
Say again now?
How do I know you?
You don't know me. I'm just, you know, like, I guess you could say I'm like a secret admirer. And I've been admiring you for quite some time. And you know, I sent you a little something, and you know, I didn't know if you got it or not, if I had the right address, but I wanted to know if you had gotten it. So, you know, this is like my first time reaching out to you.
You don't send that package to my house?
Yeah, I mean, you got a pair of my underwear with the rose petals all in it?
You said drive to my house. Who the are you? And how do you know me?
I've been admiring you for a long time. I see you at your job, I see you at your house, you know, at the grocery market when I see you.
So what's your stalker? Do I know you? Where do I know you from?
You don't know me, you know. You don't know me at all. But, you know, I got, you know.
Wait a minute. You just sent some drawers to my house, got my husband all up in the uproar behind them drawers, and you don't even know me?
You got a husband?
Yeah, I got a husband.
Oh, okay, I mean, hey, I no disrespect, Bree. I ain't know you're a husband, you know.
You've been watching me, stalking me at my job in my house. You ought to know that.
Hey, I apologize on that, but you did get it.
I want an apology. Yeah, I got him.
Okay, I mean, what did you think about the gesture, though? I mean,
look, let me explain something to you. My husband got that package with my name on it, and I've been for the last week going through here. This is taking my Facebook. I'm on my emails, going through my call history on my phone. I get to see you wake my up in the middle of the night talking about this, and you ask me about. Are you crazy?
I was just admiring you. I thought, you know, sending a pair of my underwear.
You sent some drawers to my house?
I don't even know you like that. I know, but you know, that was my way of, like, showing you that I admire you, that I'm into you, you know. That was just.
That's some sick. I don't need no more drawers. Speaking of strange draws, I got draws at the house. I got two sons, a husband. I want draws in the week. I don't need no draws. You don't need no like that. Up there, my whole household, tell me damn near divorce court. I'm not surprised. So what I want to know is how the hell do you know me? How did you get.
Heaven, I'm
Makes you want to learn the system a little bit.
Congratulations again, man. You know, a beautiful baby girl. I man, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, thank you.
my dog. Nah, me and you, we haven't met at all. Like I say, you know, my wife knows Kendra. They hang out, and
yeah.
I guess she's dabbled a couple times and been around. You know, your wife is Marilyn, right?
Yeah, that's my wife.
Okay, yeah, I guess she's been in the presence of Marilyn, man. So I kind of got your number from my wife, man, and she got it from Kendra. So I kind of wanted to holler at you, you know.
Which one of them is that?
Actually, man, like I said, man, I've been down for a minute, you know, and I actually, you know, came from the doctor yesterday, and my bones, man, my bones are deteriorating, you know. That's kind of what I've been going through, man. And if I don't get the proper medication that I need, man, then we, you know, it within the next 3 months here, dog, it could get pretty bad, you know what I'm saying?
Well, man, I'm sorry to hear that, bro. All I can do is pray for you, man, and, you know.
Well, man, the doctor told me if I get the right medication, man, that, you know, I could get back up to 75-80% healthy again, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, you know, it's just a rare type of thing that I need to try and get.
Okay.
And I think that you might be, I think you can help me.
Yeah, be strong, man, be strong, just. Man, sit down, man. Stay strong, bro. It's gonna be all right.
Well,
man. It's gonna be all right. God is with you. I'll pray for you. I'll do all I can. I don't know.
Well, actually, the doctor told me, man, that if for 6 months, if I drunk breast milk, it will put enough calcium and stuff back into my bones that would get me back up to 70-85% healthy.
Breast milk?
Yeah.
I ain't got no breath, bro. So, you know,
it's not you, bro. Your wife does, though.
Whoa, you talking about my wife's breath, man?
Not directly, man. I'm just saying that she can, you know. I mean, if I had her breast milk for like 6 months straight, man, I could keep back whole again, man.
Hold the fuck up. You ever talk about a man's wife or her breast? No, I just gotta say, man. Are you kidding?
I'm just all I'm
saying. You're not giving my wife breast milk, man.
Man, I'm just asking y'all to share it for 6 months.
You can't share no breast milk with you, man. You got the wrong one, man.
The wrong one.
And you said your name was what?
My name's Bowie.
This is wrong, man. This is wrong.
Okay.
Wrong.
No, we're just talking about 6 months of breast milk, man. 6 months.
My wife's breast milk. We ain't talking about just no breast milk.
And I understand.
My wife's breast milk, man.
I understand that, man. But we're talking about you saving a life, man. A life.
I ain't the one.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What if y'all would have had twins, man? Y'all would have been breastfeeding two babies. Just look at it as if we twins.
What the f***? Man, I'm getting the f*** off this phone because I don't know who the f*** you are. You need to chill the f*** out, man. You need to go get on your knees. Pray that your bones get healed or whatever. You got the wrong number, man.
Listen, man, all I'm saying is I got one more thing I want to say,
and
then I'll
let you know, man. I just want to get off the phone, call Kendra, and find out what gave you my number, because that's how you got.
Can I say one more thing?
Say it, man. Say it.
Can I say it?
Say it, man.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Kendra and your wife, Marilyn, got me to prank phone call you.
Hello? Hello, sir. I'm looking for Brad. Hey, Brad, how you doing? This is Poncho, man. I'm one of Marcus's boys. How you doing, man?
Okay, what's up, man?
Hey, I talked to Marcus, man. He was telling me about, you know, the playoff party, man, for Sunday, man. So he told me it was cool that I was coming through, man. I just want to call and holler to you, see if I could, if I need to bring anything, food or some drinks or whatever, you know.
You took me friends with Marcus.
Yeah, this is Poncho, man. I'm friends with Marcus.
Okay, yeah, I think it's cool. Yeah, nah, you need to great. I mean, unless, of course, you know, you treat it something special, but, yeah, it's just going to be me, Marcus, and, you know, a couple other boys over here. And, you know, what are you going to bring? It's new RLB, so, yeah, that's cool.
Okay. What time are y'all starting? Yeah, you told me, like, around 1?
Yeah, I'm going to be here all day, but, you know, you come over about 1, 2 o'clock, you know, just before the game started. We had a, you know, couple of tests going and we laid out. So, yeah, just come on through and let me come through.
All right, just remember, man, Poncho, all right? I'll be here.
Either.
I, you know what? I've always believed this. There are no mistakes about this.
man. Just, I'm going to get this number. My boy gave me this number. I used to tell you, probably called me directly on her. Now, my boy gave me this number. Now, dog, leave Simone out of this, man.
Well, you can't tell me right now. You know, I'm not never calling with you right now. I'm going to call her. Matter of fact, I ain't going to call her at all.
Don't tell her.
You my wife, just bring her to the party. I got a gift for this. I got a 380, I got a Smith, I got a Boston, I got a 514 killer to go right up your. So you just come on to this party.
Okay, hey, listen. My boy gave me your number, man. So,
I don't know who my boy is. Marcus said he don't know you.
Marcus don't know me, but guess who else knows me, though, that you don't know?
So say the.
Hey, Brad, this is Nephew Diamond, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy Marcus got me the prank phone call, you.
You see the helmet, you see the... You see, don't act like you don't see this motherfucker. You see it. I'm talking for you. I'm not the firm out there with the. I'm not the firm. Throw some pussy in there. It's like sheep season. I ain't playing. I'm itching from here with this motherfucker.
Concentrating on some shit. You didn't eat the peanuts. And you know
know you gotta eat the penis. You're hungry. It must be the Ramadan, because you ain't eating the penis. It got to be the boom. It's a tally bomb or something. It's a talent bomb. Please come get this tallywhacker. I don't know what the fuck it's called. Because even if you did get on the plane, we're so free. Even if you did get on the plane and everybody on there was American, wouldn't you feel good? Huh? Wouldn't you feel good? But wouldn't it be fucked up as the plane was taking off, the pilot came on, welcome to my 666, I'm just a bitch. Someone's trying to act like that Mexican, though. That's Premier. I went to 7-Eleven, he had changed his name tag to Oscar. I'm like, what's up, man? Why don't you see it, Paul? What? Why don't you see it, Mike?
Now, huh? Ain't you glad you're black right now?
because they're trying to get them. And I'm driving through the street past the cops with flags on my car. I'm speeding 100 miles. Hey, I got the flag, player. I got a white girl in the car with some weed and said, hey, I got the flag. God bless America, man. God bless America. And the thing about it is that you now have to pay attention to what we're doing in our lives. Am I right? And understand what you're dealing with. The X-ray.
The hottest comedy hit of the year. The Comedy Get Down World Tour. With specialty entertainer D.L. Hughley, Eddie Griffin, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy.
What hilarious set of comedy.
With the funniest comedians in the country. Get ready to laugh like you've never laughed before.
With specialty entertainer Eddie Griffin, D.L. Hughley, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy.
February 10th, 8 p.m. in the American Airlines Arena. Tickets at one sale now is ticketmaster.com.
Great. Only the bad part is you cannot pass out around white people. Every time white dudes pass out around each other, they always do some boredom and gay shit when the guy's asleep. Frank fell asleep to me like he stuffed a carrot in his ass. Some shaving cream on his balls. Why, motherfucker? Why would you do that to a friend of yours? He's trying to get enough sleep around, you're going to put a carrot in his ass? Is that not? I'll tell you right now, if I put a carrot in a black dude's ass, that nigga will kill you when he wakes up and shit like that. That is an automatic death sentence on the street. The rest for you. I'm gonna kill that motherfucker. I thought y'all was friends, baby. What happened? I fell asleep in this house, right? We was drinking, and I fell asleep in this house, and while I was sleeping, right?
Watching that motherfucking bank robbery? Lost. like testing ground for nothing. I'm sitting at home watching the motherfucking bank robbers. And I used to, like, hate the police. With a passion, like everybody else. Fuck them. You think they always fuck with you? Here's your ticket. Now pull over now. Get out of the car. Put your hand up on the car. Get on the curb. Sit down. Stop. You know what I'm saying? I used to hate the fuck out them motherfuckers until I seen that bank robber. I'm sitting there watching that shit. I said, we need more police. You know what I'm saying? Them white boys scared the fuck out of me. And I'm sitting there with my partner. He like, hey, look at them niggas robbing that bank. I said, them ain't no niggas. Niggas don't plan shit that well. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers got out with the police for 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Niggas go do a bank robbery. They be like, hey, you got your nine? Yeah, I got my nine. He said, what you got? I got a 45. Well, shit, nigga, let's go. It'd have been a short shootout because niggas would have had one clip. White boys be planning shit, you know? Here's them, the one to get the M16, get the M9, the banana clip. You get the KKWAKKYY. You know, they have all the letters and technical terms and shit. The WKFFF. With the license scope, we're going in. We're going to need body armor, but by God, we're getting out alive. You know what I'm saying? And this was the military plan shit. You know what I'm saying? The story behind the story is going to be a motherfucker when it come out. Because this wasn't no average motherfucker that got together and said, dude, fuck Rob that. Man, come on, man. Fuck, come up, man. That's what the black people say. Come up. You know what I'm saying? These were some military motherfuckers. You remember that fool that was jumping on the police, walking towards the motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? Ain't no niggas ever did no shit like that. Niggas see the police like, nigga, let's bounce. You know what I'm saying? This fool was just like, yep, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. You know what I'm saying? He dropped it quick, had another one in there in 3 seconds. I said, Marine! You know what I'm saying? That was some straight military shit. Because you remember when the sheriff car pulled up? Three of the sheriffs got out and they dumping on this fool. Remember he hid behind the trunk of the car. He did that military shit they call suppression fire. Meaning his arm came up. He didn't. His arm said, ra-da-da-da. That suppressed anything they thought they were doing. When they went down, he came up, picked them off one by motherfucking one. I said at the house, we need more police. My money ain't safe. You know what I'm saying? I knew they were stupid when they robbed Bank of America. We all know ain't no money in Bank of America. You know what I'm saying? That's the McDonald's of banks. There's one on every fucking corner. That's when I knew white people were crazy and a motherfucker. And y'all let me know y'all was crazy again this week with this Tiger Woods shit. Just when we think y'all cool to hang out with, your motherfuckers fuck up. I'm no redneck jealous and shit. I bet he's gonna have chicken and collard greens. You better leave that little China nigga alone. You know what I'm saying? A billion Chinese. And there's got to be a billion niggas all around planet Earth. Too many motherfuckers be fucking with. And that's the little Bruce Lee nigga. You know, they ain't got that China shit in. That's like, okay, here, look at him. Nigga, China, yeah. They working on their own Tiger Woods. Y'all gonna have y'all little lion woods. You know what I'm saying? But Tiger Woods got a whole lot of Bruce Lee in him, man. You see when that motherfucker takes his hit on the stick, that motherfucker, whoa! Who had to leave things off? You know what I'm saying? They better leave this motherfucker because you see him walk out on the field, he's like, take a hit now.
Y'all must realize, said that the entertainer is bringing his partners with him, and that's one of them. That's Eddie Griffin. And guess what? It's going to be on and popping. So, two crazy folk like that together, Man. Well, let me just give y'all a little.
The Comedy Get Down World Tour with Specialty Entertainer,
Tonight's show was sponsored by Big Al Watts, ALWE, and Packin' House Market, along with Eva's House of Barbecue. Can't wait to get down there tomorrow. I'll be getting down there. ALWE and Eva's House of Barbecue, and best of all, the Packin' House Market. And y'all, it's on and popping. I will see y'all tomorrow in South Dallas. And while I'm there, if you catch me there, I got a gift for you. So have a great evening and good night. Whip the Queen for this 15, because Domino Games is coming. Soon.
It's the hottest comedy hit of the year. The Comedy Get Down World Tour with Spencer the Entertainer, D.L. Hughley, Eddie Griffin, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy.
One hilarious set of comedy
with the funniest comedians in the country. Get ready to laugh like you've never laughed before.
With Spencer the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin, D.L. Hughley, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy.
If you want to attend at 8 p.m. in the American Airlines Arena, tickets on sale now at ticketmaster.com. The Comedy Get Down World Tour.